I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Approximately 4% of all children in the U.S. develop an eye condition called strabismus. To talk about the detection and treatment of this eye disorder is Dr. Edward Wilson, professor of ophthalmology and pediatrics at MUSC. Dr. Wilson, what exactly is strabismus?
Thank you, Bobby. Strabismus, some people call it crossed eye, is a misalignment of the eyes. Now, a child's eyes might turn in, they might turn out, one eye might turn up or down, but any misalignment of the eyes we call strabismus.
And does this present itself right at birth, or does it happen in the early years of childhood typically?
In the first month or two of life, children often have misaligned eyes, and this they outgrow. The misconception is once the child begins to track and look intently at mom's face, then the eye should be straight. And so any crossing that is still present once the child can track mom's face should be seen by an ophthalmologist.
And why is early detection important for this eye disorder?
In the first months of life, the baby is developing binocular vision, learning to use the two eyes together. Depth perception, all of that wiring is beginning to mature. And we need the eyes to be tracking together for that development to occur. So we've learned that treating these conditions early helps support normal development.
And what is the treatment, particularly for really young children?
Well, when it shows up that young, really young children, the treatment is usually surgery. When it shows up in the toddler years, it may be the type of strabismus that responds really well to glasses. And then surgery is done only when the strabismus is not responsive to glasses. So there are many types of strabismus. Surgery, glasses, even on occasion, exercises work well.
And is this a disorder that parents would necessarily notice just in their day-to-day routine, or would this typically be picked up by the family doctor?
I find that the parents are very good observers, and they usually know that an eye is drifting either part-time or full-time. Sometimes they will report this to the doctor, and the doctor will say, well, let's wait it out and see if it gets better. I tell parents if they observe a misalignment, part-time or full-time, it really should be measured and checked out by an ophthalmologist.
And do we know what causes this eye disorder?
Well, the way I look at it, it's a wiring problem. I tell parents it's a problem with the hard drive. And as kids develop, it requires a very, very detailed balance of stimulation to all the eye muscles. So it's a system that can easily get thrown off. We have to reboot or realign the eyes sometimes with either glasses or surgery.
And Dr. Wilson, if parents don't particularly notice this, but this eye disorder is present, would it typically be picked up in a standard vision test, either at school or at the primary care doctors?
It's likely that it would. We spend a lot of time with pediatricians teaching them how to detect strabismus or misalignment, and so it's often picked up then. But I really rely on parents self-reporting.
Dr. Wilson, thank you so much for providing this update about this eye disorder.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.